28. Roberto answered the phone on the first ring. "I'm a minute and a half out," Abigail replied, puzzled. "I had you there 6 minutes ago." "Bit of a snag. I worked it out. I'm just west of the Missouri River and about to make the turn onto White Clay Road. What have you got?"
"I got a hold of Stephanie."
"And?"
"And the name of the guy at ADFE is Oscar Andar. He's not on duty right now."
"Shit." But Abigail wasn't done.
"Better than that. He's in bed with her at her place, and he can redirect to KH-11 from his laptop."
Roberto closed his eyes and promised God that if this worked out, he would never take his name in vain again. God damn. You know, after tonight. "That's great. Will he do it?"
"He's not happy, but he's doing it. Apparently it's something he's done before, to impress her. On their third date, he grabbed video of them in front of her house, waving up at the sky."
"Our national security is in good hands. I hope he got laid."
"It would seem."
Roberto slowed, his headlights revealing the entrance to a long, gravel driveway through a break in the tree line up ahead. "Do we have visual yet?"
"Yes, 9 minutes left of a look down before we lose orbital view and control passes off to Canberra."
"Anybody leave the place?"
"One, a little over a minute ago. A woman, late 60s, driving a late model Subaru Outback. Do you want the license number?"
"If she was able to drive a car, I'm not worried about her. Let it go. Anybody on foot, I need to know immediately." He turned into the driveway and approached the crest of a hill. He could see the lights of the storage facility glowing just over the rise. He slowed. "I'm pulling into the driveway now. You have Oscar live?"
"Yes, sir."
"Stay with him. Anything you know, I need to know, when you know it." He reached up to his earpiece to end the call, but then had another thought. "Hey, Abigail?"
"Yes, sir."
"You know what I have to do, right?"
"Yes, I do, sir."
"You're okay with that?" She paused.
"I read the white paper, sir."
There were good, smart young people out there. Roberto hoped they'd get to stick around to be good old people. It wasn't so bad being old, as long as you were with the right person. But better not to think of Annie right now. Don't tug on that thread. The whole sweater'll come apart and you won't do what needs to be done. "Tell me quick what you found out about the people inside," he said. Abigail told him what she knew. He made mental notes of what he could remember and wrapped it up. "I'll have to use my cell. That means Jarabek will know I'm here and he might get curious. Watch your back."
"I always do, sir."
Roberto hung up. Over the crest of the rise now, he saw the front entrance of the storage place, sticking out from the hillside like a fat lip. Up at the top of the hill, just to his right, he saw a car pulled over at the side of the drive, its trunk hanging open. Not a good sign. In its trunk, he thought he detected a slight phosphorescent glow, and traces of more of it scattered out on the hillside behind it. It was faint, damn faint, and he could have easily been wrong about it, but he had a feeling he wasn't. Down at the bottom of the drive, a Honda Civic and half a dozen Harleys were parked in front of the main entrance. He turned off his headlights and pulled to a stop 100 feet short of them. He was halfway between the entrance and the car with the open trunk. He took a breath, let it out slowly, and got out of the van.